And good morning, Bruce.
And good morning, Cora, and good morning, listeners. Wonderful to see some warmer weather on the horizon. And, well, it looks like the weekend's actually going to be quite humid. So there you go. That'll be a worry, of course, for our wine growers and the threat of disease. But anyway, we'll leave that for you guys to handle. How are you coping with this lockdown stuff? I don't know about you, but I'm just about over it. And it's a challenge. It really is a challenge for all of us in the, well, the greater metro region. Some of us out here in the Yarra Valley are thinking that, well, are we really part of Metro Melbourne or not? But anyway, we'll leave that for other people to determine. But of course, there is a petition going around that says we'd like to be regional because we'd like to be not locked down right now. I had some big news yesterday because I had my first little grandson born to my daughter, Rebecca, and little Jack. You won't be listening, but Rebecca, you might be in hospital or something or other. That's wonderful news. And, well, I thought today, because Rebecca, when she's not in hospital, is a lawyer. So why wouldn't we have a lawyer, well, kind of, on the program this morning? But actually, that's got nothing to do with it. But I do have via Zoom this morning a very special guest that I'll introduce in a moment because she has been involved in an organisation for a while that is just doing some amazing things, well, all across the east of Melbourne. And it's an organisation that we really need. And lots of you out there, I reckon, would be able to take advantage of from time to time. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to you via Zoom Anita Kuchu. And hi, Anita.
Hi, Bruce.
Wonderful to see you on wonderful to see you on Zoom at least. And we're just having a sound technical issue here, so that's all right. I'll just keep talking for a moment. And just to say a big shout out to Jeanette and Marion from the Fundrise Project, who we had on the program last week. And if you missed that, it has been podcast. And if you'd like to know more about the Fundrise Project, which is a way of helping local community groups to raise funds for their organisations, then just have a look at the podcast on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 website. That'd be fantastic. And I think we're going to go to a song right now because we are having a little glitch there with the Zoom. So our first selection this morning is one that Anita has given, and it's Missy Higgins, and it's Any Day Now.
Take to come undone. If you know the answer, tell me now, and I'll write up a calendar for our countdown. 'Cause what if what we see is all we've got? We'll say you've kept some fire aside to set light to me some surprising night, and say you've locked some fire away to set light to me some surprising day. Any day now, how come I'm now on a road holding out my thumb. If you know my destination, please fastest car and throw me the keys. 'Cause what if what we see is all we've got? Say you've kept some fire aside to set light to miss some surprising night. Questioning the reasons why nothing beautiful does last. Well, so you've kept some fire aside to set night to me some surprising night. And so you've locked some fire away to set. Surprising day. Any day.
And you're with Bruce Argyle on Community Conversations here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. We were having some technical challenges there. I don't know about the rest of you, but for those of us that spend a lot of time at the moment on Zoom and WebEx and Microsoft Teams and all those other online platforms, we were having one of those moments this morning, just aligning the the technical aspects of our program. But a big thank you to Phil and Cora for sorting that out. And on the line now, we do have Anita. We'll try that again. I'm sure we've got you now. Thank you for your patience, and to you listeners as well, because I know you want to hear what Anita has to say. Anita, good morning. How are you coping with lockdown?
Good morning, Bruce. Thanks so much for assisting with me, and hopefully the sound is coming through okay now.
It's absolutely great.
That's great. Well, first of all, congratulations on your news. That's very exciting. And I think news like that is really wonderful to share at the moment, because I'm coping through lockdown, clinging on to those bits of good news, like the good news we had that we're tracking well with our numbers yesterday for our 14-day average. So the good news is helping, and a bit of exercise has been helping. I've learned to get into yoga.
Oh, very
and
good.
Pilates.
Very
for the
good.
First time
sure.
in my life. So feeling the rewards of that at the moment.
Well done. I think my strategy has unfortunately been more coffee, Anita, but I'm not sure whether that's a good. Not sure whether that's a good thing.
I'm sure that's completely acceptable.
Yes, and look, it is challenging, and I know if you're listening this morning, that you probably are at home, either working from home or homeschooling or doing something from home, and we're feeling your pain. So thanks for being a part of the program this morning. Look, Anita, you are the coordinator of Yarra Rangers for Eastern Community Legal Centre, and I was reading up a little bit about the Eastern Community Legal Centre yesterday, and you've been going in one form or another since way back in 1974, so wow, that's about 46 years, and some of our listeners will have had something to do with, as we affectionately call you, ECLC, Eastern Community Legal Centre, and just from your website, I mean, you are a multidisciplinary legal service that works to prevent problems, progress fair outcomes, and support the well-being and resilience of communities and community members in Melbourne's East. And I think you cover six LGAs all the way from Burundara out to the Yarra Ranges. Is that right?
That's right.
Fantastic.
And I guess one thing that little blurb doesn't cover is our services are totally free. So we're free for all our community members, whoever might need to be able to access us in the eastern region.
Which is amazing. And I'm trying to remember, Anita, how long you've actually been servicing the Yarra Rangers from Healesville. Would that be 4 years already?
Actually, it's coming so we've gone past our 6-year mark already this year.
Wow.
And getting closer to the 7-year mark. So we're really well established now with our office out in Healesville and multiple outreach locations throughout the Yarra Ranges. We really feel part of the fabric of the community now.
Fantastic, and we're so pleased to have you. And just looking through your annual report, which for readers, we're not going to be able to cover everything this morning, but if you are a reader, go onto their website, which is just eclc.org.au, and there's some amazing stories on there. I was really enjoying reading some of those, Anita, and the work that you're doing. You've got an amazing team of people. You've got over 100 volunteers as well, and all sorts of programs. We're going to talk about some of those in a moment, but ECLC has grown, haven't you?
Yes, when I started 7 years ago, thereabouts, I think since that time we've almost tripled in size in terms of our staff resources, and our programs are just really leading the way in terms of how we can provide a multidisciplinary legal service that best actually responds to the needs of our community in the eastern region. So I'm really very proud member of the team at Eastern Community Legal Centre.
Fantastic, and I've had the privilege of knowing your CEO, Michael Smith, for a number of years, and I think we sat on a couple of committees together and all of that way back then, Anita, so you're in good hands. And of course, actually, I read that you've got the Honourable Justice Jennifer Coate as your patron as of I think last year. She was a former judge of the High Court of Australia, so that's fantastic.
That's right. She's an amazing patron. We're very privileged to have her. She came and spoke at our dinner last year, and much to the absolute joy of everybody in the audience, she spoke really well and is a wonderful support of our centre.
Yes. Hey, look, it's hard to know where to start, Anita, because there are so many programs and support services that you provide. But maybe we start just by asking you what You've already said that it's a free service. How do people contact you if during this discussion this morning they think, oh yeah, I know someone that would be really good to talk to ECLC? How would they make contact with you?
Well, we're very pleased to have a new number, and that number is the same for anyone anywhere. So we've moved to a single number, single entry point for the centre, which is exciting, and that number is 1300-ECLC00. So it's nice and easy to remember.
That is easy to remember.
Yes, yeah, so that translates to 1300-325200. We encourage anyone who either has a legal question for themselves or would like to know how our service could support somebody who might have a legal issue or related issue, please don't hesitate to contact us. We have an amazing team who are our intake team on the phones who work unbelievably hard to make sure that we're providing the best possible response to anyone who's contacting us, whether that's helping them connect to our services or other appropriate services that they might need. So we really encourage anybody who would like to reach out to us to contact 1300-ECLC00 or, as you mentioned before, check out our website and see the range of different services that we have on offer.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic, and I know you do a great job. Anita, what would be the most common reasons, if you like, obviously confidentially, but what would be the most common reasons that people typically would make contact with ECLC? What are the kinds of issues that people out there in the community are being challenged with or are facing that prompts them to make that call?
That's a great question. We do, as a generalist legal service, we do cover lots of different types of legal matters. A very significant proportion of our work relates in some way to family violence. So whether that's supporting somebody who's experienced family violence or somebody who is responding to an intervention order matter or related legal issues that are very closely linked to that kind of legal matter. So family law, the arrangements for children, helping people who might be a victim of a violent crime such as family violence, and then other matters that may be related or may be unrelated. So we do a significant amount of work around criminal matters as well as infringements or fines.
Oh, yeah. So helping people navigate the system around those things?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And so we've got an amazingly skilled team of lawyers who are helping all our clients address those legal needs. And what I would say is, I guess the main message is it doesn't really matter what your legal matter is. Just call us, let us work out how we're best placed to help you or what service might be best placed to help. And that's really our job. But have a whole range of specialist programs as well that can provide some more specialist support for people in our community. So, as I said, family violence is a big area of work for us, and we have some specialist family violence teams that are working in a really innovative way. So we've got our SAGE program, for example, which is combining the expertise of a lawyer, family violence advocate, and a financial counsellor to address the issues of our clients in accessing the legal system and engaging with the legal system. And we're very pleased to have some new programs that came on board last year to support our seniors in the Eastern region, particularly our ROSE program. So the Rights of Seniors in the East. We like our acronyms at ECLC. No,
that's very clever, very clever.
Rights of Seniors in the East, ROSE program, is another integrated program. So a program integrating legal services, financial services and social support services into the one program to help an older person who's at risk of or experiencing elder abuse and family violence in the Eastern region. So those services are really helping to try and provide wraparound services for our community. So we're not just looking at just the legal issues for a person in that scenario. We're trying to help address the surrounding issues to help navigate not only the legal system but the relevant systems to help them access the best support for them in their personal circumstances.
That's music to my ears, Anita, because I know the couple of times where I've had, or been helping people with legal matters, and that it gets quite it gets quite complicated quite quickly, and or you just don't quite know whether you should be doing this or you should be doing that, or you know, what are my rights or what are my entitlements, or what can I do, what can't I do, who should I talk to, who else can help, and to have this kind of service totally free of charge. And by the way, how does that work? Because you must get funding from somewhere, Anita?
Yeah, so we have a wide range of funding sources, predominantly government funding that comes from both largely the state government through Victoria Legal Aid and also federally. But we also are very fortunate to have programs that are discreetly funded by some amazing partners who recognise the need to do some additional work outside of perhaps a traditional legal model.
Yes.
And so we've got a variety of programs that are funded from lots of different services. So our latest program that we've got that we're involved in is the new Youth Health Hub that has just been launched for Yarra Rangers. So that Youth Health Hub is an integrated hub that is aiming to help young people in the Yarra Rangers between ages of 12 and 25 to access a whole range of services through the one entry point. So that's mental health services, general health, housing services, education, life skills and activities, and of course legal services from our centre. So that hub is led by Inspiro Community Health Service,
right?
Who the community might be very familiar with, and also the other consortium partners apart from Eastern Community Legal Centre at UNA, Aboriginal Belonging Place,
yep.
As well as Anchor Housing Services and Siri Education Services. So that hub is operating, obviously, like all of us, is operating virtually at the moment. So we're providing telehealth and other technology methods to provide services to young people. We really encourage people to get in touch with that program, and you can see more about that on the Inspiro webpage or indeed on our webpage.
I'm just so impressed with the kind of holistic approach that you obviously are taking here, Anita, which sees, as you mentioned before, those sort of wraparounds where we're not just dealing with a person's, you know, health needs or financial needs or legal needs, but we're actually looking at them, you know, in total. You know, how do they, because they so often do overlap, don't they?
That's right, and often it's not possible to address what a lawyer might see as a pressing legal need, when actually when we work with our client, the pressing needs for them might not be the fines that have racked up on the table. It might be that actually having a secure house, a house to live in or a roof over their heads is the pressing need. And so being able to work in these collaborative kind of integrated environments is really meaning that we're addressing a person's whole scenario and helping them to work through what their priority issues might be, and putting them as the centre, as the focus of the service.
No, that's fantastic. And I really like the whole, yeah, I mean, your whole annual report that I was looking at last night is focusing on collaboration and partnerships with other organisations to achieve the best possible outcomes for the people that you're working with. Hey, let's have another one of your songs. You've given us a Baker Boy here. How do I pronounce this? Is this Medigin?
Medigin, yes.
There we go. Is that a special song for you, Anita?
It's just a song I've been getting really into lately. It's a fairly recent song, so I'm just trying to show that I'm still a little bit in touch with modern music. But I hope your listeners really enjoy listening to Baker Boy. He's quite a remarkable young man.
Fantastic.
Music is the medicine. These beats got us out of control. Dance around like you never get old. Breaking and popping on my boys, pop locking. Got us feeling like we out of this world. Drink your mask, you're dying on ballet. I can go in a lego. Go more in a, go more in a. Move on me, use the monthly beat. Could you mark only me till you price? Go hard, never lay back, lay back. Too real, can't fake that, fake that. Smile for the gram, like take that, take that. Shout out to the OGs, like way back, way back. Stay right, no problem. You got neck brace, no problem. You got two left feet, can't catch that beat. Take a deep breath, cause I got this, yo. I got the medigen.
You got neck brace, no problem. You got two left feet, can't catch that beat. Take a deep breath, cause I got this, yo.
Baby, free your mind. If you're driven for the vision, then I'm down to ride. Where the beat drop, there me you'll find. And we still in the city, but the crowd going wild. Yeah, keep it banging through the system. Light it up, start it up like an engine. Bars on lock, put the music freedom. And the booty drum, go for the bum bum. Hey, okay, yeah, come. I give you some of this, make it jump. Do it just to do it, and I do it till it's done. Connect with the sound, people over income. That's team, that's squad, get the picture. That's us, that's mob. If you with us, just be, yeah, the queen is in the building. You better come correct if you're knocking at the kingdom. Yeah, okay, is it with us? Just be, yeah, the queen is in the building. You better come correct if you're knocking at the kingdom.
And you're with Bruce Argyle here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. My very special guest this morning is Anita Kuchu, and she is the Yarra Rangers Coordinator for Eastern Community Legal Centre. If you missed the contact details for ECLC before, you can just give them a call on 1300-ECLC-00 or 1300-32-5200. If you want to read more about the kinds of services that they provide that we're not going to get time to talk about this morning, go to their website, eclc.org.au. You'll read some amazing stories there and the amazing programs. And Anita, I'm just wondering whether we could perhaps talk a little bit about the Health Hub for a moment. How does it work, and what, if people make contact, or young people, you've said 12 to 18, I think.
12 to 25.
What can they expect?
So we've got an entry point that is operated through Inspiro. So they have a number there, which is 9757-8777. Or as I said, the information's on our website or on the Inspiro website. So there's lots of different ways that a young person could reach out to that service. And we have that single entry point, and what will happen is they'll work with a really experienced person to unpack what their situation is and what their needs might be, and help to identify within our cohort of integrated services who's best placed to help that young person. And what we're aiming to do by having that integration is limit how much work the young person has to do to access those services, try and take some of that on.
Almost a one-stop shop kind of thing, Anita, huh?
Yeah, exactly. That's a great phrase. So that the young person doesn't have to keep retelling their story over and over again to lots of different services and end up on the merry-go-round, as we like to talk about, when somebody can't quite land somewhere where they can get help. The idea is this is a safe place to come to unpack their situation, no matter what that might be. It's a very holistic health hub that's really looking at, as I said, a young person's whole scenario and trying to provide them with all the different supports from the one, at the moment, virtual location.
So, yes.
And we're working very closely together, our services that are all part of that hub. So as I said, led by Inspiro with UNA, Health and Community Aboriginal, Health and Community Services Aboriginal Corporation, Eastern Community Legal Centre, Anchor Housing Services and CIRI Education Services, all working closely together with some other supporting partners such as Knox Headspace and Main Street Medical Practice in Lilydale. We're working really closely, very, very closely together on all the different levels of our services to make sure that we are able to collaborate as closely as possible to wrap those services around the young person and help them access whatever they might need in their personal circumstances.
That's fantastic.
It's really exciting.
Hey, Anita, if a young person or you know, a parent or a friend of a young person has need or thinks that ECLC might be able to help, you've already mentioned it's a totally free service. I'm assuming it's confidential. It's
absolutely
yes. So if people are not sure, you've used the word navigate. I mean, part of this surely is just helping people to know what's available out there, what their options are, you know, what might be legally, you know, what are their legal rights and so on. Because I don't know about you, but I sometimes find that a bit confusing navigating that sort of system.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what we're here for. Being navigators is exactly our job. And, you know, we've got a team that really understands how daunting that can be, and our job is to try and take some of the mystery out of that system and really sort of simplify and distill for somebody what their issues are and how we can best sort of access the services that they need. So like as you flagged before with fines and the system that sits behind fines, it's been a system that has evolved for so long and it's going through even more of an evolution right now. It's constantly changing and there's just so much to navigate. Well, that's exactly what we're here for. Don't feel like you're out there on your own. We've got a free service that's here to actually help. It can be really daunting and really scary to get involved in something like a legal process with fines, and I can really see how easy it would be to put that off and not want to deal with it. But actually, we've got people here who are super keen, really excited and willing to help, to try and help people tell their story, help them access the best options for them, and be there to either advocate for them or stand alongside them as they go through those systems, however works best for that person. And as you said, it's totally free, so there's no harm in getting in touch with us and just seeing what we can do. We are a confidential service, so we can't report if anybody comes to us about an issue. We can't share that information without their consent, so it's totally confidential. And for young people, that can be really particularly important, because a young person can access our service completely confidentially, and that can be a really great way just to find out with no obligations. Come and see us. If you decide not to go ahead, then there's no pressure. There's no expectation on our service from our clients. We just want to be there and provide the services that they both want and need and are ready to go through.
What a great invitation, Anita. And if you have just joined us, you're listening to Anita Kuchu. And Anita is the Yarra Rangers Coordinator for Eastern Community Legal Centre. And I'll give you their contact details one more time, which is 1300 ECLC, that's Eastern Community Legal Centre, 1300 ECLC 00. And if you want to see some of the details of some of their programs, go on to their website, eclc.org.au. And Anita, what a great invitation. You're making it sound like you're a very welcoming bunch, and that you really are making a huge difference here. As you say, you've been operating now in the Yarra Rangers for some 7 years, but as an organisation, coming up for 50 years in a couple of years, which is an amazing achievement. Hey, Anita, just before we go to our next song, just tell us, you mentioned the ROSE program, which was the Rights of Seniors in the East. That's a very clever acronym. And
our community actually came up with that name. So we didn't come up with that name. That was the community.
Well done. And of course, sadly, we've talked about young people just now, but we also have legal challenges you know, for older people, for elders, and that's a significant problem, sadly, depending which statistics you read, it could be as high as 10% of older people in Australia experiencing elder abuse. Tell us what the ROSE program entails.
So that's right. It's really an issue that we need to shine more of a light on. because it's really hard to talk about elder abuse for lots of different reasons. And so part of our job is to raise awareness that this issue exists and encourage people again, if you suspect that there's something going on that's not quite right, if you're not sure, if things don't feel right and you want to get help, please don't hesitate to contact us. That's what we're here for. And that program, as I said before, is another integrated program. So we've got the lawyer and the advocate and a financial counsellor all working closely side by side. And it's a really wonderful thing because when we engage with a client, we've got all our expertise in the one room, or perhaps Zoom room. Or
Zoom room, yes.
At the moment, perhaps. All being able to hear the older person's situation with obviously empathy and care, but also the expertise that's sitting in that room to identify all the different ways in which we might be able to provide information, advice and support to really support the older person in responding to the risk or the actual elder abuse that might be happening in their world. And that team is just a magnificent group of people. I've had the privilege of working with them, and they have just the most wonderful response to their clients, so compassionate and, as I said, empathetic, and not at all judgmental. It can be a very difficult thing to talk about elder abuse, but what we want people to know is you're not alone. Certainly never the person's fault who is at the receiving end of that abuse. We want to say we are here and ready and able to give you support when you if you need it, and without any judgment whatsoever. We see this issue happening. It's a scourge in our society, in our community, and we are very passionate and driven to try and address this issue.
It sounds very empowering, Anita. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yes.
It's a very empowering support that you're providing there, because it seems to me often that older people don't know or are unsure of what their rights are, and when it comes to finances and health. I mean, they're all often, you know, intertwined, aren't they?
That's right. Yep, exactly. And it's not the responsibility of a person to be able to unpack and know what all those different services are. That's exactly our job. That's why we're here to provide that service. That's why the federal government has recognised the need for these services, and so that's exactly why we're here. And we, as we say to people, you've paid your taxes all your life. Don't be hesitant in accessing. You've earned these services. This is your right to have access to this support, and please not hesitate in accessing that service. It's there. And as I said, you're helping us out by letting us help.
Yeah.
So please don't hesitate.
And a question for you, Anita. If I'm the son or the daughter or the friend or the colleague or you know, I'm involved in Toastmasters with them or whatever the connection is, it could be that you would speak with a friend or a family member, not necessarily the person themselves as well. Is that right? Or like if I was aware, let's say I was aware of or I was concerned about a situation that might have legal ramifications or something, or would I be able to get some advice as well?
Certainly some information. So we would if you're not sure how our service might be able to help a person that you are concerned for, then certainly we can provide lots of information about how we could be helping and how to facilitate that person to access our service directly, because obviously we want to help the person who's at risk of or experiencing the abusive behaviour. So our job would be to work with that person directly, but certainly people can help to facilitate that person's access to our service if that's needed.
Terrific. Let's have the Pretenders, I'll Stand By You.
So sad, tears are in your eyes. Come on.
'Cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
And that's a very appropriate segue to be talking about the Indigenous Cultural Awareness webinar that's coming up. Anita, tell us about that. I think that's on the 28th of September.
That's right. So Monday the 28th of September from 10 to 11.30, we've got an online webinar that's free and is really aimed at young people aged 16 to 25, but all ages are welcome. And if you want more information about that, you can email youth@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au. It's the Indigenous Cultural Awareness. We'll also put that flyer up on our Facebook. So if you check out Eastern Community Legal Centre on Facebook, we'll have that flyer up there as well. But, yeah, that's being led by the Youth Health Hub as well as supported by UNA Health and Community Services Aboriginal Corporation and, of course, Yarra Rangers Council. So encourage people to check that out.
That is great, Anita. And if you've missed the program this morning or have just come in on the tail end, my very special guest has been Anita from Eastern Community Legal Centre. And we've been talking, well, learning a little bit about the amazing range of programs, supports, services, all free, that are available across the Yarra Ranges and, well, for that matter, across six local government areas in the east. of Melbourne. And Anita, wow, we're rapidly running out of time. Thank you so, so much for being our very special guest this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's absolutely wonderful to be able to get the message out to people in our community that despite the pandemic and everything that's happened, we've still got free legal services that are available to everyone in the eastern region. So please, if you think that you need help or you know someone who needs help, please don't hesitate to reach out to us, 1300 ECLC 00. That's 1300 325 200.
Fantastic. Anita, thank you. Thank you to you and to all the ECLC team for all the amazing work that you're doing, all your volunteers. Well done. And we'll be back with another special guest. In fact, it's going to be Deb Kotick next week at 9 o'clock on Thursday for our Community Conversations program. Thanks for joining us this morning.